true imagination is a relationship with the universe. Imagine everything you desire, desiring you as well. See it as taking a step towards your dream, and while you do that, it takes a step toward you. Put yourself in your own movie and see your heart's desire calling out for you, looking for you. Don't let it be a one-way street. Don't be a voyeur with your imaginings. See it as a relationship, moving step by step, finding each other so that you can unite to be a perfect manifestation of Spirit's great plan. See your heart's desire wanting you. See the perfect job, for example, if that's what you want, looking for you. Or see the perfect partner, saying, where is the person I want? Having an open heart for you. See the airplane seat on the airplane, waiting for you if you want an adventure, for example. Or the perfect house if you're looking for a new home, sitting there saying, I want the perfect person to live in this place, and that perfect person is you. This is when imagination moves away from a voyeuristic tendency and takes on life, just like a garden. When you water the plant, there's the plant wanting the water from you so that it can respond. If imagination is the garden of your heart's desire, then worry is the weed that you have to watch out for. Worry weeds sneak up on you, and if you don't watch out, they can spread like wildfire and take over. The most common worry weed I run into is the yeah, but weed. The yeah, but weed is the mental state wherein you imagine all sorts of potential disasters visiting you if you dare to plant a garden of your dreams. For example, you may want to plant the mental desire of starting your own business in your imagination garden. But before you even begin, you may encounter the yeah, but weed. Yeah, but the competition is fierce. Or, yeah, but do you know that most businesses fail in the first year? Or, yeah, but somebody else has done that before. Yeah, but weeds are insidious, resilient, and very frustrating. And when they pop up full-blown in your mind, recognize them for what they really are, which are simply your fears. Another weed that defiles your garden is the, what I call, logical weed. Less overwhelming than the yeah, but weed, but just as devastating. It works like this. Supposing your desire is to write and sell a screenplay. But as you begin to till the soil of your imagination, the logical weed jumps up. Do you know how many people successfully write and sell screenplays? About 10,000 to 1. The logical weed is made of other people's opinions and ideas about things, and not necessarily facts. And the third kind of weed that you may encounter as you begin to plant and till the imagination garden is what I call the realistic weed. This is the trickiest weed to spot because it often looks like the flower of reason. It projects your anxieties as set in stone, unshakable reality, and holds your imagination hostage. The realistic weed usually shows up just after you've planted your heart's desire. This weed may stop you every time you think about your dream. For example, so you want to be a dancer, but realistically, aren't you too old? Or so, you want to meet your soulmate, but realistically, the chances of finding a single available person in your age bracket is about 1 to 1 million. You may want to change your profession, but realistically, who's going to hire someone who's inexperienced like you are? If your imagination is overgrown with the weeds of fears, the weeds of other people's opinions, or if they're overgrown with what I call your realistic saboteurs, your garden will choke off and die. It's at this point that you really need to imagine that a heart's desire at this vulnerable and early stage needs protection, and you need to be diligent and protect it from anything that will invade your garden and steal your dream away. You need to weed your garden and keep these weeds from taking root and taking over your dreams. I had one client who was extremely creative in the way she weeded her garden. She had this little spritzer of lavender water, and every time one of her worry weeds would pop up, she'd spritz herself in the face to sort of snap her out of it, and she would say right out loud, "Die, weed, die, my garden's gonna grow." The physical act of spritzing herself in the face took her out of her reverie and brought her back to the moment, because the truth is, weeds aren't real. They project probabilities that don't exist. They will convince you that they're real, but they aren't. And being in the moment, cultivating your garden, imagining, tilling, and protecting it is real. And it is what is real that will manifest your heart's desire.